This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world, to the sound bites you need to hear, it's Quick Hits.
All right, shots fired earlier today as Chris from North Royalton called into the Morning Boys to discuss the Myles Garrett OTA situation.
It is voluntary. If Myles Garrett gets hurt, what are we going to do? Oh, he shouldn't have been at OTAs. It's the same thing you hear year in and year out. Stop complaining about it. Nick, put away your flannel and your hat and go back to Carolina. You guys have a good day.
Chris, coming in hot at 9:45.
I think that made Ken a little horny. All right, so he said, Chris says, put away your flannel and your hat and go back to Carolina. Should I take offense to this?
No. I mean, you wear flannel, you wear baseball hats, and you worked in Carolina.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think Chris thinks I'm from Charlotte and that I moved up here? Does he not know that I went? Or
no, I think
he just really wants me to go back to Charlotte.
I think that's all it was. I think he's like, the only place you've ever left Cleveland for is Charlotte, so maybe there's a chance. Maybe that's all that is.
I don't think I'm going back. I think I'm going to stay right here.
No, we want you right here. But I would have taken more offense if he was like, take that schmedium and get out of here. He'd be like, oh, you don't even know who I am.
Yeah.
But at least like ball cap, flannel, he's got you pegged.
He does. He's got me right there.
He can create a bobblehead version of you.
Yeah, it's funny. The personal shots don't bug me. I think the fact that he's a wet blanket on this is what bugs me about it. I think that I heard, it's across the station. People want to act like the Browns saying Myles Garrett needs to be a better leader. And then Myles strategically sending out an Instagram post the day that the team is going to meet with the media at OTAs. Yeah, they're voluntary. He needs to be a better leader. They've got a $50 million quarterback, the highest paid player on the team. He ain't going to be here. That's not going to be your leader. Is Joe Flacco making $4 million going to be your leader? He might be your starting quarterback. He might have a chance. Is tiny baby hands Kenny Pickett going to be your leader? Okay, so the highest paid guy and the starting quarterback, the previous starting quarterback, can't be it. The Joe Flacco's got $4 million on a one-year contract. That doesn't scream leadership. All right, so then the second highest paid guy is Myles Garrett, who happens to be your best player. Okay, he can't be your leader. So where? Oh, by the way, your head coach, not a leader of men.
Yeah, when the post-Baker world of this team, they've had a real problem with the leadership.
Like, who is...
Because they just naturally think it's going to come, but you haven't had anybody in the offensive side of the ball that could do it. And even in certain spots where you'd want them to... Like, I love David Njoku, and Njoku's not a leader. I love Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb is... That's not his role. That's not what he does. And they've surrounded themselves with a lot of these guys. They're really good football players, but they just... Collectively, they don't have it in them.
Omaha!
All right, Knicks win last night. Timothy Chalamet.
Chalamet-ding-dong.
Got to celebrate the whole entire way. I am very in on Chalamet, very out on Ben Stiller courtside, by the way. He just, every time I see him, he rubs me the wrong way, which yeah, I don't understand why.
He's actually talented.
I know, and he's created a lot of things I really enjoy.
I bet you Chalamet-ding-dong's tried some of that pink cocaine, allegedly.
Oh, for sure he has.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Might have had some on him last night.
Hell, man, definitely.
If the Knicks win, we go pinky, baby. So where are you going with this one?
Halliburton stunk.
Well, yeah.
Halliburton scored 8 points. Halliburton was garbage. I'm not putting this all on Halliburton in an off game, but are you giving the Knicks any life for the rest of the series?
No. I think that was a really great job by them. I thought they did a hell of a job last night, but no, I still think the Pacers are the better team.
I mean, it felt like the type of win you have, and you think to yourself, okay, at least they just didn't lay down and die, and Knicks fans can look at it and say, all right, we got to watch our team at least play one complete awesome game, and then that's going to be it, and they're going to be done in game six.
Is it bad
but
that
I'm rooting for a game seven so hard.
Is it bad that I think even if it usually the cliche is if you come back from 3-1, and you get to a game seven, people start to believe like, well, they're just going to win the series because Cleveland did it once. No, I think even this goes game seven, I'm still going to pick the Pacers.
Cleveland did it once. The Cubs did it that same series, same season too.
I don't remember that one.
You think momentum is on your side if you believe in that type of thing in sports. But yeah, it feels like the Pacers will win this one. I'm rooting so hard for a game seven, though. I really am.
Speaking of the Pacers-Knicks series, post-game, we had this exchange between Pacers forward Pascal Siakam and Indy Star columnist Greg Doyle.
Can you make sense of it for those of us who don't play this game at this level? Like, you know what was at stake, and you're saying they played harder than you guys. You didn't fight them hard enough. How is that possible?
What do you mean?
How is it possible not fight hard enough in game?
What are you talking about? They played harder than us. It's okay. We played hard, but they played harder. What's your point? I don't get it.
My point is, you're saying you guys got out fought, and I'm saying
that happens in the game, though. That's basketball.
In game 5,
you're good, bro. You're looking for something. I know. But damn, no. But I'm telling you, though. I told you. What else do you want me to tell you?
Well, what you tell me how? That's all I'm asking.
Well, what about you tell me? So go ahead. Who's this guy? Who's this guy? What's your name, bro?
Greg Doyle.
Oh.
Like, I was so quick to tell on him, too. I remember being at the Final Four, and Greg Doyle was asking questions, and he got in a back and forth with Patino, and he didn't like the answer, and he stormed off the room. I'll never forget it.
Greg Doyle stormed off the room?
Stormed out of the room. Yeah, like, he got upset with the answer, and then he got up, and he made a big scene about it, and he stormed out of the room, and I'll never forget it, because I've never seen anyone do it before. I've never seen anyone do it after. I doubt I'll ever see it again. Like, this encapsulates a lot of what he does in these press conferences, or has done in these press conferences, and the sad thing about it is I actually think he's a really, really good writer and good at his job. Just every now and then, he's just such a goober.
I just think his question was stupid. How did that happen? Well, he said they played harder. Well, but how? Because the other team exerted more effort and went for more fit. Like, I don't understand the how. I don't think that's a how question. I'm okay with why. All right. What led to this? Those are the questions but a how? Like, oh yeah, they played harder than us. How? Because they did? Siakam's right. Like, that's not a real question.
I also, well, it is the type of question maybe you could ask and get away with if you're there every day. And if Doyle is not there every day, it becomes obviously much tougher to ask those type of questions and do that.
I will venture that if Pascal Siakam has to ask your name, you're not there every
day. Well, that's the point. Yeah.
Omaha!
All right. A baby girl has been named Sirianni. After the Eagles Super Bowl win, we have two parents here, Jasmine Jackson and Eric Estrada, who are not from Philadelphia, by the way. They're from Los Angeles.
Is that the Eric Estrada from Chips?
It is not.
Oh.
Unfortunate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Chips has been gone for so long. I don't even think it's unfortunate at this point.
Like, you're talking about the Eric Michael Estrada. Pena joint?
I'm no. We were doing a Michael Bolton situation.
You're talking about the guy from Celebrity, whatever that show was on VH1?
Like, I don't even think this is like... there's unfortunate ones. Being called Jerry Sandusky.
Whoa, yeah.
That's unfortunate. But, like, in this situation, I think he's fine. Anyway, the two parents named their kids Sirianni after the head coach, which... I feel like you can do this with dogs. You can do this with animals. We're getting into naming children after head coaches of football team territory.
Also, you could have just named her Nikki. Nikki.
Yeah, but it might not hit the same way for the intentions.
You realize how much work that's... Sirianni! Like, that's a long
ass
name.
They're also in L.A., though. I think it's important to point out that they're in L.A., because in L.A.,
they're
people...
they're on pink cocaine.
Well, no, yes, but people also just do wackadoodle names in L.A., because you got to be a little bit different. You got to stand out.
Oh, my God.
This is how we end up getting Kanye and Kim's kid named Chicago. This is how we end up getting these things.
I don't want to name shame, but I'm gonna. It's dumb. Nikki is the obvious. Nikki would have been how'd you come up with Nikki? Sirianni, that kid's not gonna be called Sirianni all the time.
Is it going to be Siri at the end of the day?
Are
you going to shorten it to Siri?
Because there's a whole host of jokes that come with that as well.
And just everyone's phone just goes off.
You just made that kid's life just unbearable.
Imagine getting to enough of an age to understand that you were named after a football coach.
I mean, I'm named after Vincent Price, so I can't really talk that much smack. I'm just like horror movies. Omaha! Or she just saw that I was going to be a horrible child. We just found this out within the last hour. NFL Red Zone host Scott Hansen is signing a long-term extension to return. He has hosted every season's NFL Network's Whip Around show since it debuted in 2009. Is there really a market for Scott Hansen?
What do you mean, is there a market for Scott Hansen? Of course
there is. Outside of a Whip Around show, what does Scott Hansen do? That, like, you're going to have him host a talk show? What else are you going to hire Scott Hansen? A studio show?
Wait, so
he's in a cave himself.
I phased out. You said Vincent Price, and I was trying to think how that relates to the name Nick, and so I was too focused on that.
Oh, the Sirianni thing. I can't judge anybody for being named after Sirianni because I'm judged after Vincent Price. Go ahead. So, is there really a market for Chris Hansen?
I'm still missing that. How is your name is Nick? How is that being named after Vincent
Price?
Oh,
that's my middle name. Yeah.
Okay, that's the part I was missing.
I thought you knew my middle name. I thought we really knew each other.
I didn't know that. I was left very confused. I'm like, but that's also your middle name. That's not your first name. Middle name's a wild card. You do whatever you want with the middle name. Middle name is where you name someone Sirianni. Not the first name. First name is you got to really go for it. So as I phased out and I didn't hear, what exactly did he sign? Was it a Red Zone extension?
A long-term extension to host Red Zone, yeah.
Why not? He's not my favorite Red Zone guy ever, because when I first got Red Zone so many years ago, if you had a certain cable provider, Siciliano, was your red zone guy. So for the first like decade of red zone, I had Siciliano. And everyone always would talk about Scott Hansen. I'd be like, I don't really know that because Siciliano was my guy. And then I got to, you know, I switched cable providers. And then I got to do Scott Hansen, and I'm like, oh, he's really good at it, but so, you know, Andrew was still my guy.
But we can agree, he's a one-trick pony, right?
Yeah, but that's a good trick.
Well, my point is, like,
it's Tony Reale with Around the Horn. Like, that's your one trick. It's a good trick.
Who is going to outbid the NFL Network for Scott Hansen?
Oh, yeah, nobody.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
I think that's more the point of, like, is this really breaking news, or did Scott just not lose his job? I think that's more
what that
where
is.
We
that
are.
Is. Yeah. Well, also, I think it's reassuring to a lot of fans to know that he'll be the guy because, you know, I used to wonder about that type of stuff. And we've gotten used to the idea that in the witching hour, where wins become losses and losses become wins, Scott Hansen will be right there for us.
From Kenny Pickett apathy to Darius Garland anger in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.